Come Monday, when commuters swipe their smart trip cards, those train and bus rides will cost more. Metro's first fare increase in 3 years is taking effect along with service cuts. I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5. Metro calls this right-sizing service, but it's actually alienating some commuters at a time when Metro needs every rider it can get. While riders struggled through SafeTrack, Carl Laubacher was working for a nonprofit in Malawi.
I was paying some attention to it, you know, the usual gripes and frustrations.
And after returning to D.C. about a month ago, it didn't take long for him to start griping and complaining.
I mean, it's just unreliable. It's very difficult for me to be able to plan anything and to, like, when I want to use public transit to get anywhere.
And that's too bad, because Laubacher calls himself a train geek who is excited about living in D.C. without owning a car. But with fares going up 10 to 25 cents a trip and service going down, he's giving up Metro.
So I'm actually moving down to the waterfront neighborhood. My new apartment building, I'll be able to take Capital Bike Share to and from my work.
A 15-minute bike ride beats what he's dealing with now. Sometimes he says he has to wait that long just for his train to show up at the Petworth station on the Green Line. What Metro calls right-sizing service, running fewer rush-hour trains because ridership is falling, Laubacher describes another way.
Stick the same amount of people into a smaller space. That thought process doesn't sit well with me at all, and I think it's ridiculous that, you know, we're going to have to end up paying more.
It's hard to say how many riders are dumping Metro because of the fare hikes and service cuts, but Melanie DeCola is another one of them.
As a longtime Metro rider, I feel like we are being slightly abused and always being asked to pay more money.
And DeCola says she won't pay more, not when her Silver Line trip from McLean to Foggy Bottom takes 25 minutes one day, but 45 the next, or longer.
I've had multiple two-hour commutes.
Next week, the self-described environmentalist is going to start driving to work instead.
I've been taking Metro since I moved back in 2012, and I just feel like I've hit my breaking point. I need a break from Metro.
Metro's budget could use a break, one it won't get if ridership continues to fall. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld expects ridership to start recovering sometime this fall.
I think we will be in a much better rhythm. You know, SafeTrack will be behind us.
More of the new rail cars will be in service. A new preventive maintenance program is supposed to reduce delays. And Wiedefeld stands by his word choice of calling the service cuts right-sizing.
We are not able to deliver what we're advertising. And I think that wasn't right either.
That's true. Metro failed to run the trains on time at higher frequencies. The goal now is to meet the new, less demanding schedule. Trains will run every 8 minutes across all six lines during rush hour. The bar will be set lower.
The end of SafeTrack does not mean that Metro Rail has recovered.
Stephen Higashide is an analyst at Transit Center, a research foundation in New York.
Today's Metro Rail is a system of diminished ambitions when you compare it to the system of several years ago. And all of that suggests that it's going to be difficult for ridership to reach previous highs.
Higashide says the term right-sizing sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You know, the D.C. economy has remained fairly strong. Those sorts of economic fundamentals bode well for the system. It's these transit service fundamentals like frequency that are pointing in the wrong direction.
While Metro rail riders will have longer waits, some Metro bus riders are losing their rides altogether. Seven bus lines are being eliminated to save money, including the J5 that runs between Silver Spring and Twin Brook. Rider Jay Wilson isn't sure how he's going to get to work on Monday, but says he'll figure something out.
I'm more concerned about the other riders who will have to take two or three buses and whose commute will increase by almost double.
Wilson says he's submitting a petition signed by J5 riders, so Metro might reconsider the cut. Wiedefeld concedes charging more for less service is not where he wants to be.
I want to build ridership. I want more transit service, but we also have to deal with some of the issues we have right in front of us.
Those issues, deferred maintenance, budget deficits, are taking precedence over service at this critical time in Metro's history. For WAMU, I'm Martin DeCaro.